Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye.
Primas, ¿qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia. Ahora, Dear God, in this context for my movement is whatever or whomever you want it to be. It could be the universe, religious God, Buddha, self, nature, lo que sea para ti. Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple, to empower thought-provoking conversation, share happiness, and encourage each of us to never stop asking questions and having conversations that matter. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel where I talk about self-growth, budgets, and business, and the passion to empower. Ahora vamos a hablar like it's 1995. Dear God, why do conversations matter? I have been drilling this through all my social networks. If you've gotten an email from me, if you've seen my posts, if you have seen my blog, I am going all out asking for 100 people, beautiful souls, to join me on this journey of my 2020 conversation challenge. A lot of you are probably are like, well, why are you even doing this? What is this about? So I wanted to make this podcast about like why conversations, why they're important, why they matter. So I'm just going to read off like maybe two questions. I'm not even going to answer them. I would just want to tell you and give you some examples of some questions that we're going to be talking about next year, and why these kind of spark an emotion, or it might spark a thought. It might spark creativity, passion, you know, your gratitude or reflection. So here's just one that I'm just going to pick a random one. And it says, you know, let's see here. What social issues fire you up? And when do you feel most alive? I mean, these are just two questions that if someone asks you this, you can either thought automatically know exactly how you feel, and you know, you already know your answer, or you're probably thinking like, I never thought about it this way. Or how about if I ask you, do you believe you have a soul? If so, where in your body does it live? I mean, these are questions that, yeah, we hear about it sometimes, we read about it, but are we being asked these questions? Are we engaging in these questions? Are people interested to know? And how do these even reflect to our lives? What do they have to do with our lives? And I always talk about in everything that I'm doing with the Dear God, I always say that everything once started with a question and a conversation. Every single social issue in the world, every philanthropist, every nonprofit organization, every business, every entrepreneur, every artist always started with a question and a conversation. Like someone had a question of why this isn't working this way, or how can we fix something, and how can we get to the next level, or how can we conquer fear, or even psychologists, if you go to therapy, whatever, like you're constantly asking yourself questions and trying to have a conversation about it, even if it's to yourself. Sometimes you don't even have to have conversations with people about these things, but if you're having these conversations with yourself, you're like literally looking in the mirror and saying, how do I really feel about this? Like behind the closed door, how do I really feel about this? And how do I show up in my life when it comes to this? And so this 2020 challenge, link in my bio on deargodarewethereyet.com. Literally, you could, you know, I would love for you to just be a part of this challenge. And I promise you that you will get something out of it. And if you're already thinking of an answer to these questions, eso esto para ti. And I want to leave you with this one. When was the last time you felt truly appreciated? Or what do you normally take for granted? Ooh, that's an interesting one. What do you normally take for granted? You know, we always talk about like, you know, the good things that we do. Yeah, but highlighting the gratitude is important, like what we're grateful for. But self-growth is always that reflection of what can we do better for ourselves, what we need for ourselves in our lives. So I hope you guys enjoy these little mini questions, because this is just a preview of the questions you'll get every week for the 2020 challenge. And I hope you guys can join me, and I will see you next year. And for everybody who already signed up, thank you so much. You are the best. And yes, the best is yet to come. Nos vemos next week.